out because it was worthless. It was the biggest amateur hour presentation I've ever seen about anything. Okay, it was ridiculous. There were no answers. Every question that was asked by a member of the state legislature, great questions, no answers, no resolution. They don't know where the drones are coming from. They don't know who's doing it. They don't know why they're doing it. But they say there's no credible threat. It was annoying to be there. I drove 2 hours to be here today, spent an hour in there. I got to drive 2 hours back. The biggest waste of 5 hours in my entire life.
So why do you think they called this meeting?
I have no idea. Why would you call a meeting and tell people you don't know anything? I have no idea. And then when the legislators would ask questions, there were no answers. Here's the most frustrating part. The Colonel of State Police said that he had a helicopter of his flying over above one of these drones, a 6-foot drone or something. I can't remember exactly what he said. And he felt unsafe for his helicopter, so he just let it go. Just let it go. Where'd it go? Who knows?
Crazy.
You know, didn't want to follow it because you didn't feel safe. Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? I mean, honestly.
Do they have any idea where these drones are originating?
No, they don't. They would. Maybe if they followed that sucker to when it landed, they would know. But they don't. This is a complete lack of effort, in my opinion, on trying to figure this out.
So a complete lack of effort at trying to figure out, you know, who or what these things are. It's bizarre. And apparently, there was even one in Texas. So this is, I mean, it's pretty wild in that it's a bunch of drones. We have no idea at all whatsoever where they're from.
We're not shooting them down.
We have no clue. And I don't know. I'm just like, I just feel like we're owed some questions here. It's pretty crazy. And we still have no, I mean, they were in like, what, 4 other states, I think, at this point, right?
And New Jersey, obviously, Cory Booker is in New Jersey. Cut 9, he's also frustrated with the lack of transparency. Listen to
that. How the hell do they know?
I've been a little frustrated. Yeah. There hasn't been enough transparency. Letting people know what's happening, it's allowing a lot of potentially misinformation to spread, or at least fear. We should know what's going on over our skies, and I've asked for a lot more information.
And they said that these are like, they're not like the hobbyist drones. These are the drones that are like 6 feet long. They're huge. Why do we not have any answers on this? I mean, and I don't believe John Kirby. And I don't think anybody believes John Kirby when he goes out and says, oh, well, you know. These drones are. This is a fake. It's a fake. Not a real thing. It's not a real thing, and it very much is. And we're like, I saw video of. I'm gonna pull this up. I saw some video. Somebody posted it on X, and they were saying that what they got was in. It was like Fort Worth. Do we have this? I think I may have it on the rundown. But someone had tweeted it to me. I retweeted it. And they were like huge triangle-shaped drones that were in like an Eagle Mountain Lake near Fort Worth. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a drone expert, but I don't know. I just feel like that's not normal. Right? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is it aliens? Or could it be aliens? Could be. We don't know at this point. Nobody knows. It'd be great if we had, like, I don't know, President of the United States who could maybe inform us about some of this stuff, but it's not going to happen. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour here on Friday and going to get through all this stuff as we roll on through. It's, the drone thing is the thing that fascinates me the most, I think, of all of the, all of the stories that are out there. Absolutely fascinates me the most, because it could be. I'm still praying for aliens, simply because I'm so tired of politics. And if I have to just talk about political influencers or anything else, I'd rather break my legs off, stab myself through the neck, and then beat all of you to death with him. So that's rather not do that. Just saying, would rather not. So welcome. Okay, so Juan has this footage. This is footage that's in Fort Worth. Look at this. Now, that could be, it's kind of hard to tell from this far away. It's really hard to tell. What does that look like to you? I mean, it looks like just a ball of light to me. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the hell I'm looking
at. If I'm just glancing and see it, I don't think
twice. If you tell me it's aliens, I'd be like, sure.
But I think it's the movement and the fact that they shut off and come back on in different locations, like, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's making people a little nervous.
I'm just, I don't know. Could it be? If this is a bunch of, if they're trying to do a Red Dawn, please. I have years of pent-up angst and rage. I'm willing. I will totally take it on some Iranian Terries that want to come over here and try to start something. I mean, seriously, make our day. We've planned our whole lives for this. Make our day. Just do it. Please, I beg you. Oh my gosh. You won't have nothing to be have sent home back to Iran in body bags. It won't even happen. It'll just be bits. It'll be bits of meat confetti. Do not. And when Biden says do not, it's, you know, it's a pansy. When we say do not, we mean please do. See how that works out for you. I don't know. It could be. Nobody trusts any of these government agencies. And again, this is another reason why you want to be able to trust your government. And that's because times like this, if it's aliens, you want to be able to look to somebody credible within your government. And, you know, is it aliens? Might be aliens. Maybe it's not. We can't trust the government to tell us yes or no, so we have no idea. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I got a lot of questions for this, but it's in a number of cities, and nobody knows anything about. I mean, they had multiple that entered the airspace at a Jersey naval station. Their USA Today had a piece that they ran this morning where they were saying, "Oh, the FBI is also saying they're not from a foreign country. Stop it." You also said the laptop wasn't real. Yeah. I don't believe you. Nobody believes you. Nobody. They said, no, they have no malicious activity. You don't have authority with us anymore. You have no influence with us anymore. We don't trust you. So whatever you tell us, we're going to believe that the opposite is true. That's, you know, we're going to believe that the opposite is true. So they got the FAA, the FBI, the DHS. They got the alphabet soup of government agencies. And I don't know. It's just, we'll see. We got a number of other things to touch on, too, including not just this, but apparently Nancy Pelosi was hospitalized in Luxembourg. That came out just this morning. Nobody knows what for. They said she was traveling with a congressional delegation to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, and that she got an injury during an engagement and was admitted to the hospital for evaluation. So we don't know anything else beyond that. So, okay, she was admitted to the hospital for evaluation, and there's no other. I mean, she is 84 years old. I mean, Kane says, go ahead. Well, she's still on her vodka drip. That's what Kane said.
Yeah, still on her vodka IV drip.
Her vodka IV drip. She's still on it. So, I mean, I don't know. That's we don't know anything else about that, but there is a point to be made about how old people are. I don't believe in term limits, as you know, because I think term limits is the abdication of the voter's responsibility. You are the term limit. Your vote is the term limit. Do people not realize this is what their votes do? This is what happens with your vote. I don't know if they realize that or not, but if you give that power away to the government, you're never going to give it back. And I don't know why people are. I agree with the founders and the Federalist Papers on this issue. I just don't think that we need to have term limits. So if people in San Francisco want to punish themselves over and over again by having Nancy Pelosi represent them for all of our lives, I mean, they can vote like that. But I don't know how they get out of their house with the mountain of needles and feces to do it. It hasn't worked for anybody. It hasn't changed anything for anybody. So she's hospitalized. In addition, now we also have whistleblowers urging DOGE to take action after they discovered federal employees raking in the cash. There was one Republican senator working with DOGE, which is a glorified consultancy. Let's be real. Some of my friends have harsher words. I am remaining optimistic. And I am going to assume the intent is real when people say that they are very serious about cutting waste and bureaucracy. I really want to believe that. So I need this to be true from them. I need this. I need them to do this because they're soaked. What we're spending our taxpayer dollars on is asinine. So a Republican senator said that the one federal worker in particular has been raking in pay while living on the beach in Florida. That's crazy. It was somebody at HUD. They've been living in Miami for years. Antonio Caraway, he gets paid the same, like he was walking into the front door of the agency, except he hasn't been going into work. He's just literally been sitting on the beach and he's been pulling a paycheck this whole time. And he's been lying about his location so he could get the full pay because he's supposed to be in DC. And just fascinating. Very fascinating. Lots of money going to this guy. So I hope that I do hope that these suggestions that DOGE makes, I hope that Congress take, because you got to get Congress to do it. That's the problem, is Congress. And the, not the Congress per se, but the big spending, even the Republicans in Congress, it's going to be very difficult to get around them. So that's where the public pressure campaign comes in. So instead of the public pressure campaign being going towards settling petty squabbles between elected officials, which kill me now if we have to go through any more of that for the next 4 years. I don't want to see, you know, Beavis, Representative Beavis fight Representative Butthead on the floor in Congress. Nobody wants to stop it. They need to get serious about this and make sure that some of these suggestions actually get passed, because that's how it's going to have to happen. Otherwise, this is all going to be for naught. It'll all be for nothing. We're going to dive into all of this stuff. We have headlines on the way as well as we roll towards the bottom of this first hour. Our partners over at ReadyWise, because that's where we're all going, right? Society is going to be just such a cluster that we're all going to have to go underground and eat our survival food. And some of you are going to have cardboard tasting nastiness. Some of you, pinkies out, are going to have ReadyWise, because ReadyWise is premium survival food, legitimately. And you know the chain of command for your food, because you have your U.S. ingredients and then it's all put together and packed in a U.S. plant. They have an actual team of in-house culinary experts. So they devise these menus and they make sure that you have your caloric needs met, your healthy carbs met, your protein met, and they have an array of product choices to meet every budget, like the emergency 1 month supply, 2 bucket bundle, or the 3 month emergency food supply. Everything is super nutritious. It's the best taste that you're going to get in survival food. That's why it's premium. Comfort in a crisis and beyond. Affordable with a 25-year shelf life. So visit ReadyWise.com and use promo code Dana20 at checkout for 20% off your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com. Promo code Dana20 for 20% off.
This liberal attorney general thinks it's Amazon's fault. The AG of DC is going after Amazon because of delivery times in rough neighborhoods. Maybe if he would go after the crime, the deliveries would come quicker. Amazon's just protecting their employees.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Google founder Sergey Brin is the latest tech titan to make Mar-a-Lago the Mar-a-Lago pilgrimage. You got to go there and then you have to walk around the fountain three times. And then, I'm joking. You know what? They're all going there because they're all terrified that Trump is like very close with Elon Musk. And so now all the other tech bros are like, wait a minute, we want to be friends too. What's up? So they're all going down there to bend the knee. Interesting. Elton John says legalizing cannabis is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. He says that marijuana is addictive and it leads to other drugs, says the singer who wears gold jackets. No. Yeah, but I mean, it's Elton John. Isn't he part made of drugs? I think his DNA is cocaine, isn't it? Maybe. I don't know, because wouldn't he be a druggie back in the day? Maybe. What do you mean, maybe?
I don't know. I think I heard he might have done a few.
I think you're being a smartass now.
No.
He's made of drugs, isn't he?
I can't confirm or deny
He's literally a cocaine snowman who's wearing these Gucci glasses and a gold jacket. He said that it's addictive and leads to other drugs. And he goes, and when you're stoned, and I've been stoned, you don't think normally. That's what he said. He goes, it's one of the greatest mistakes of all time. I don't know. That's interesting.
Shut up, Boomer.
Well, he knows a little something about this, though. He knows, man. Let's see. Norway is building the world's longest, deepest undersea road tunnel. Interesting. It's called Rogfast. It's going to be collecting two places you know intimately, Randaberg and Bokn. Yes, separated by a 16-mile-wide body of water. So they're going to build this tunnel. and a 4-lane undersea tunnel. It's going to be the world's longest and deepest, and it will connect these two districts. So it eliminates the need for ferries, and the tunnel will slash 11 hours from a 21-hour journey on their E39 Coastal Highway, which, as you all know, runs to the fan favorite Trondheim in the north to Kristiansand in the south. Very important, because people need to be able to commute, Kane, to the Stavanger cities. It's very important.
I agree.
So they got this underwater tunnel. Japan is auctioning off fresh fin whale meat at $1,300 for 2 pounds for the first time in nearly five decades. That's oddly specific.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're, I get that they're foodies, you know, and I love watching, like, you know, I love watching, like, these food documentaries, but fin whale meat, like the fin of a whale, right? Like, that's the part you want to eat? Like, out of all the other parts of the whale, you're like, give me that fin meat, right? Like, that just, it seems cartilage-y. Yeah, well, why would you want to eat that? It's not like Wagyu marbling or anything, or ribeye marbling. It's just, why would you want to eat that? $1,300 for 2 pounds. 2.2 pounds, sorry. That's how much it was sold for an auction. Fin whales are one of three whale species. Okay, so I guess it's a type of whale that they hunt for consumption. I mean, if it's just like regular whale meat, sure, that looks tasty. It's like a red meat, isn't it? Looks good. All right, I'm down with it. I'm not supposed to say that, am I? Look, I eat animals, okay? Don't know if this is going to shock people or not, but it happens. Let's see. A statue was discovered at Cleopatra's alleged tomb to reveal her true face. So was she a hottie or a naughty? I don't know. I mean, it's just the stone figure of a face, and it's really hard to gauge, and it's all covered in dirt and grime and ick. So it's kind of hard to assage whether or not she's gorge. You know, we'll see. We got a lot more on the way, including D.C. food workers are vowing that Trump officials are not going to feel welcomed when dining out at the nation's capital. We'll talk. Stick with us. If you're looking for a convenient, affordable way to access medications and treatments you can trust, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. Whether it's the flu or parasites, cancer support, or general well-being, All Family Pharmacy's online service makes getting the medications you need hassle-free. With All Family, it's simple. You can choose the individual medications that best suit your needs or opt for one of their comprehensive treatment packages designed to give you everything that you need in one convenient order. And every order comes with a doctor's prescription included. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or any other effective medications, they have it all. And you can get fast shipping with most orders shipping in 2 to 3 business days. Medications start as low as $3 per capsule, making it really easy to take charge of your health without breaking the bank. No insurance needed. You can skip the paperwork and get the treatments you need directly. Stock up with their emergency preparedness bundles and access over 200 medications online anytime. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Man, so Zuck gave Trump the inauguration for $1 million for the inauguration, because they have an organization that puts together every president's inauguration. And Jeff Bezos has also given $1 million. And so is OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. They're all giving him money now. Because Elon Musk got in on the ground floor is why. So now they're playing kiss up. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. They each are making a $1 million donation, according to the Wall Street Journal. And interesting, because Altman and Musk don't really get along. And so they're donating that much money to the inaugural fund. So that follows Zuck giving $1 million. So that's $3 million that he just bagged. That better be some inauguration. You know, I want to see like a multiple gun salute and fireworks, and I want to see like a ganache tower. I don't know, like all kinds of crazy stuff. So they said that I think Altman is planning, Bezos has, Altman is going to, interesting, very interesting. He made the donation through the firm. He's their company's largest shareholder, so he made his donation through the firm. Very interesting. Is that not a very different position than what these guys were all in just like not too long ago?
Right.
I am fascinated by this. So now they're all They're all getting involved. They're all donating money because Elon Musk got, he's very close with Trump, and they see Musk as a competitor who now has an advantage. And it's true. He got in on the, and that's, I mean, I think that's part of the reasons why he was doing what he was doing, to be honest. But interesting. So keeping an eye on that. Nancy Pelosi apparently is, they're saying that she may have broken her hip. That's what one news item said, that she may have broken a hip. But I don't know. This Axios said that she was just injured. They're not giving any details out about, she was in Luxembourg on this congressional delegation. So Mitch McConnell fell last week, excuse me, and Pelosi fell today. At some point, I think some of these cats need to realize it's time to bring in the next gen. Let's raise money for them. Let's promote them. Bring them in, right? Because they can't be falling all over the damn place like this. Just saying. This is just, it's just pretty wild. So I hope everybody's okay, but still, good night. Speaking of, I'm going to pull this up because I saw, and bear with me here because it flew by. He's very active on X. I think he makes like content and things like that. But this guy ended up going to the hospital. He lives in Canada and apparently had symptoms of like a heart attack and ends up like dying. He ends up dying of a heart attack or an aneurysm the next day. Adam Bergignon, he suffered an aortic aneurysm and he said he went to the hospital. He said he didn't feel so great, went to the hospital, and this was December 5th. Nobody had heard from him. And then it came out today that the guy's dead. And he said, not sure what it was though, because once they made sure I wasn't dying, I was thrown out into the waiting room. And 6 hours later, I just went home. And he goes, Canadian healthcare folks, he's making fun of how bad their healthcare is. He goes, best in the world. And so he ended up having an aneurysm and it killed him. And so he is no longer alive. For all the people who talk about how great Canada's healthcare is, and that's pretty wild. There are a lot of stories of that. I saw this like flying by. I'm like, there are a lot of stories of this. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have to worry about anything like that, though. She has United States healthcare, and she'll be and as a congressional member, part of the delegation, she's going to get the best care ever in Luxembourg. So she'll get great care. They're not going to make her sit there for 6 hours like everybody else would. Everybody else would have to. I don't think people are mad enough over trying to adopt this Canadian style healthcare in the United States. People are not mad enough over this. Still, they've just sort of accepted it, which is what Democrats intended the entire time. They just wanted it to be accepted. It's a fascinating thing. They think it's, I mean, we went from having like pretty, you know, it's not the best care, of course, when you have that much government involved and they're tethering it to your employer. But man alive, with some of this stuff. So that's the latest. And if we get any information about that, then I'll share it, obviously. I got to tell you about this story with these DC food workers. This is wild. This is so crazy. So DC food workers are vowing that Trump officials are not going to feel welcome when dining out in the nation's capital. They said one of these restaurant workers, and you would think they'd just be happy for the business, right? One of these restaurant workers said, you expect the masses to just ignore RFK eating at Le Diplomate on Sunday morning just after a few mimosas and not throw a drink in his face? Yeah, because you're not an animal. I mean, maybe you are. I don't know. Maybe these people are. But they said that they're refusing to provide service and they want to make it inconvenient for other members of the public. That's really going to get the public on your side, by the way, is when you do that, when you interrupt everyone else's experience, when you interrupt their dinner that they worked hard to afford. They want to go out, have a nice dinner. When you do all of that, that's really going to persuade people to come to your side. food workers are pledging. They said that they're going to refuse service if they see Trump officials in their restaurants. They said industry veterans, bartenders, and servers in the nation's capital told the Washingtonian that resistance to these figures in their city was inevitable and a matter of conscience. They said they're going to shun certain officials or employ other small acts of resistance against these figures to, quote unquote, take their power back. This is so stupid. Then don't work in food service. Just don't work in food service then. I mean, you have businesses have the right to refuse entry. I believe the businesses can do what they want. But I was also told, Kane, that these people need to make the cake.
Oh, yeah. Got
make it. The cake, bigots. You got to make the cake. Remember, that's what you all screamed about for 10 years. Make the cake, forcing bakers. They would go and find these Christian bakers, and they would demand that they make, like, really offensive, like the Jack Phil. I don't even know if I can say what the trans activist was trying to get Jack Phillips to make, the baker in Denver that they've been suing on and off for 10 years now. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court affirmed his rights because out of all the bakers in Denver, they wanted Jack Phillips, who is a devout Christian, to make this dude who pretends to be a chick, I think, sued him. And at first they wanted a same-sex marriage cake, and he doesn't do those. He doesn't even do Halloween cakes because I've asked him and he told me no. He doesn't do a divorce cake. He doesn't do anything like that. He's one of those who says he's devout and is actually devout. Not everyone who says it is. He genuinely is. Very soft-spoken man. And he's a very talented baker and cake decorator. And so there was this guy who was cosplaying as a chick after he'd been sued by a same-sex couple who purposefully targeted his business because of his faith. And they ended up, I guess it got the attention of some of these trans activists, so they started going after him for that. One guy, did you remember what one guy wanted? It was basically a male copulatory organ as a cake with some, I can't even say what they wanted written on the cake. So they purposefully tried to order the most offensive thing that you could. And obviously Jack Phillips was like, no. And they sued over that request. Now imagine you're not even a devout Christian baker and you just find it in bad taste to make stuff like this. And you said no. Now I think with anyone else that probably would have been fine, but he couldn't refuse it because he's a Christian. So they were targeting him forever. So I look at this stuff and I'm like, you know, you got to bake the cake. You just said you don't have a choice anymore. You by your own design, you have to bake the cake. So you're going to have to serve these Trump officials. You don't get to not serve the Trump officials. You got to suck it up, buttercup, or find a new line of work. It's just that simple. But I got to say, I don't know that I would want to go in a restaurant where I know that people don't like me. And I'm really weird, as Kane can attest about this. How weird am I? Yeah, about where I go out to eat, and I have like places. I'm very particular.
You have to be.
I mean, when you've had people threatening to kill you out and about, you know, before, obviously things are calmer now, but it's a little, you know, you gotta be a little careful. And I just like good food. I don't like to go and, you know, if I'm gonna spend the money to eat food that I didn't prepare, it better be damn good. So I don't know that I would want to go to a restaurant where people don't want me there or where I feel like they're going to spit it. Although that would be, isn't that like a criminal? That's a criminal act. You spit in someone's food. If you spit on them, that can be like battery. I don't know what it is. You can probably lose your license if you spit in their food, but I don't know. Interesting. Very interesting. So they shouldn't then just get out of the business. Then just don't serve food. Remember when they ran Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of a restaurant? The left did. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what that dive restaurant was called. She's like the nicest person in the first Trump administration. She legit was like the nicest, most inoffensive person.
Oh,
And the, not because by design, she just did her work and she just didn't have time for your nonsense. And they ran her out of a restaurant. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, like the nicest person ever. They just don't care. They don't care. I don't even want to eat at a restaurant in D.C., if I'm being real. There's like only a couple places that you can go if you're known to be conservative where you don't get grief, apparently. I got a lot of friends who live in D.C., and this is what I'm told. So I don't know. These people need to just suck it up or find a new line of work. I'm so tired of this stuff. It's just so bad. Yeah, and Steve is like, Steve, like, tell people who don't go to D.C. often or maybe who have never been to D.C., this is a weird culture about D.C. Tell people because I can tell you the name of a restaurant and you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a Democrat or Republican place.
Yeah, I'm not going to name drop restaurants because I don't want to do that to
them. Oh, totally not.
But there are certain pockets of neighborhoods and certain restaurants in certain neighborhoods that are just like safe. I hate the word safe space, but that's when people know where to go. It's kind of sad.
It's like gangs, but like with political parties.
Yeah, I know them, but I'm not going to say them on the air.
So like if you're a Republican and you like roll up in a Democrat part of the town and a Democrat restaurant, what's that like? Is that like a blood
town.
Going into the Crip zone?
No, that's like the entire town, but people just kind of congregate with people who are like-minded sometimes, and people know where that place is.
That's funny. That is so funny. Because aren't there a Democrat steakhouse and a Republican steakhouse?
That might be for the upper class, but I don't attend those very often.
I heard that there was a Republican steakhouse, to illustrate how little I try to go to D.C., and a Democrat one. The whole thing fascinates me. So I'm like, I don't even think Republicans would go into some of these places where they would have these workers if it's going to be that hardcore. We have a lot more to discuss, including the latest on these drones. This is just wild. All the tech bros are now trying to bend the knee. They're all scurrying because they think they're reading the tea leaves. Also, Woken video games. There's one title. They had their big release of their latest edition in their title, and it looks about as trash as I thought it was going to look. Because the woke scolds want to ruin everything. We're going to get into all of that and more. We got a whole bunch coming up in our Days of These United States coming up as well. As we move our partners that help bring you the program, our friends over at Byrna Gun, the non-firearm firearm. That's the best way to put it. It's not a firearm. It's a non-firearm firearm. It's a non-firearm defensive tool. I think it's always fine to diversify what you have for self-defense. Especially when some places, and you know, you have to go in there, when some places bar your ability to carry. And that's, you know, you don't want to be left defenseless, especially when you know what the crime statistics are. So here's where Byrna Gun comes in. So Byrna Gun, give you an example. Their best-selling model is the SD, right? The Byrna SD. That can stop threats from up to 50 feet away with chemical irritant projectiles. It's a pretty powerful deterrent. It's legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks. It gives the middle finger to the gun-free zone sign. It doesn't care about it. It can be shipped right to your door. And great target acquisition, no recoil. I mean, it's just easy to use. 5-round capacity. Standard stun guns are like one or two rounds. So this is a great tool to have if you're diversifying your defensive array. So you should check it out. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Get 10% off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Dana for 10% off.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
You have someone on the cover of your magazine who is an adjudicated assaulter.
Assaulter.
You have someone who inspired an insurrection. You have someone who, without a doubt, the evidence is there, tried to overturn a free and fair election. You had someone who had multiple criminal counts and found guilty on multiple criminal counts. And you name them person of the year? Is this a joke? Did we get something wrong? Did someone scam us? Are we sure about this, producers?
You have producers for this?
There is a convicted felon on the cover of Time magazine as the person of the year. Maybe we're being scammed.
I'm sorry.
Did someone put out a fake?
He's got producers for this, for that, what I just saw, because that's the real scam.
He can't do it by himself.
What the hell? He's not even looking at the camera. He's not even facing the camera. How do you, and producers, I mean, that suggests more than one for that. I don't even know. Okay. All right. It's pretty wild. Jeez. They're mad. They're still mad because Trump's on the cover of Time. How many covers have they gotten? Get over it. It's a nice cover. They're all mad. We had a big convo about it yesterday. They're all mad, and that's fine. You know, I mean, it's maybe the left needs to worry about more important things. Like one of the stories we're going to talk about. Have you seen these numbers just fluctuate wildly? Because I have. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said that they have 500,000 kids who have sponsors in the country that they can't find. We're going to talk about this coming up and play that audio for you. But remember, who was it? It was DHS that was trying to say it was only a couple hundred thousand, which is still like one too many. But is it 500,000? Is it 500,000 kids? Like, I'm not talking like 22-year-olds pretending to be kids. I mean, like under 18-year-olds, minors. That's a problem. That's a huge issue. So we're gonna jump into that because it's pretty wild. Now, also, I'm gonna pull this up too. We got the latest with the drones. Because nobody's given any answers, and yet people are still seeing more of them. We're going to get into that. NFL commissioner has broken his silence on Jay-Z, and they're calling for Jay-Z to lose the Super Bowl deal.
Whoa.
That's huge. We got to touch on that as well. Stick with us. A lot more on the way. New to the show, they're Preborn. It's a great organization that works with women as they determine how to handle an unexpected, unplanned pregnancy. And Preborn gives women the opportunity to meet their babies, to have an ultrasound, to hear their heartbeat. And when that happens, a child's chance at life doubles. And it's a pretty amazing thing. And when you consider that abortions are actually increasing, especially with the abortion pill, it's more usually with the abortion pill than even going into these clinics. And so that's what makes Preborn's work all the more important. And they have matching grants. So when you donate, because all of this is possible because you donate and you can start, I mean, you can save a life just $28. They have a matching grant. So your donation goes twice as far in saving lives. And in addition to the ultrasounds, you're also helping Preborn partner with these women to make sure that their babies get the best start all the way up until 2 years of life. So it's pretty amazing what they do. Your donations are what power it. And it's very simple. Dial #250, say the keyword baby, and that's how you do it. #250, keyword baby. You can also visit preborn.com/Dana and donate online. Every contribution counts. Preborn.com/Dana, #250, say the keyword baby.
Also, as President Trump has committed, we're going to deputize every U.S. citizen in this country to help us find 340,000 missing children, because we need the public's help on this. Every mom and dad knows what it's like. They have a gut feeling when they see something out there in the public that there's something ain't right with that child. So we're going to deputize every one of them to help us find these children.
I like that. I mean, he says that there are 340,000 kids missing. That's Tom Homan. Incoming borders are. Welcome back to the program. Top of this second hour, Dana Lash with you. And you can find us, Channel 347 DirecTV as well. The chat's at Rumble. If you're not listening, coast to coast. The deputizing of America. I'm good with that. You know, again, I mentioned this yesterday. Just get out the GOB network, man. The good old boy network.
That's right.
All Tom Homan needs to do is put that searchlight in the sky with the silhouette of a mullet, and the GOB network, they're going to find these kids. It's just how it works, man. Put it into practice. I mean, we got a doge for crying out loud. We need a GOB network. That's how that needs to happen. You could just empower average everyday citizens to go and do what they need to do in order to not only find these kids, but maybe get rid of the drone issue. I don't know, like all kinds of stuff. And so, the numbers keep going up. It's several hundred thousand. That's how much we know. It's several hundred thousand kids missing. And I just, for the Democrats were so concerned about kids at one point, remember? So let's go back to when it was Obama, Biden, and they were allowing everybody and their brother to come through the border. They were allowing everybody to come in, right? And so at some point, it ended up that they were unable to confirm whether or not some of the minors traveling with some of these adults, whether or not they were actually, like, with the adults, whether or not they were actually part of it, this family group. And so they separated them, and they held them for X amount of hours while they determined that the child that a group of adults was bringing with them across the border to take advantage of the Flores Amendment, which was fast-tracking them because they had youth, then they had to determine whether or not that they were legitimately, like, a family and not, you know, some rando who was trafficking a kid across the border. And nobody on the left said anything about that. So Trump comes in and is dealing with the border and kept that practice in place until they could get rid of the Flores Amendment that Obama had put in. And then Democrats are like, oh my gosh, the kids at the border, they're putting them in cages. And then they went at Trump for a policy that Barack Obama literally created and had to create because he had opened the border, that it was difficult for them to deal with the deluge that was coming in. So now we have 340,000 some odd missing kids, actual kids brought over by coyotes or adults or who knows. And all those people that were real upset about the kids in cages, they don't care about them kids no more. Do you see AOC down at the border crying over anybody? Do you see her at the detention center when people are bringing kids across the border? Do you see her at any one of the places in the interior of the United States of America to where these, apparently the paperwork says these kids are apparently being shipped to? You don't see her there pretending to cry, bending over with her hand pressed up to her face because she is in such great extreme distress emotionally. They don't care about these kids. They don't give a rat's ass about these kids. You don't hear anybody on the left talking about the missing kids. They don't care. Oh, they pretended to care so much about the kids in cages from Obama. And then Trump ended that, by the way. They pretended to care so much about that. But oh, they don't care about these missing kids? What? Now, don't you find that incredibly ironic? And also hypocritical. And it also betrays their stated purpose of complaining. Because it's not about the kids at all. They don't care if it's their admin. How much you want to bet that they try to pin this on Trump too after he takes office in January? What about these missing kids, Trump? You're going to hear it. I guarantee you, mark my word, you're going to hear it. They're going to do it like they did it by blaming him with the kids in cages. They're going to do the same thing. By the way, you wouldn't have kids in cages if you just didn't allow every Tom, Dick, and Harry to come in. And oh, you got a kid, you get to go up to the front of the line. This is not like bringing a can of food to your kid's assembly, right? Oh, if you bring a kid to the border, you'll get fast tracked. They treated it like that, though, did they not? They absolutely treated it like that. Just unbelievable. But it betrays their stated purpose. They don't care about any of those. Have you guys heard of trans blind?
What?
No, it is not a type of window blind.
Oh, is it?
No. It's a new alphabet flag. Trans blind is a trans-abled identity where someone desires to physically lose sight from an eye or from both eyes, or to a physical non-blind individual who internally feels or identifies as blind without necessarily desiring to become. Oh my gosh.
Why?
I would say it's reality blind. Why did they make a flag for people who can't see?
That doesn't make sense, does it?
I mean, that's the first obvious question. If it's supposed to be trans blind, you're appropriating blindness, why would you make a flag that they can't see?
Right.
Like, y'all didn't even try to put Braille up in this. What in the world? That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
There was a story that I found. Someone had shared. It's from a few years ago. Speaking of trans blind, this woman identified as trans blind. And back then, and this was in 2015, they called it body integrity identity disorder. Now it's just trans blind. What other people would call crazy. All right. You can put all these words and affix it to it. B is crazy. All right. 30-year-old woman in North Carolina. This is back in 2015. She had wanted to be blind since she was a little girl. So she poured drain cleaner in her eyes. Didn't get medical attention and lost her vision. She is now almost completely blind. And she says that this is the way I was supposed to be born. And they write in the piece, and it's Women's Health Mag that has the story. They write in the piece that she because she wanted to be blind. And she says it's the way I was supposed to be. They go, it's insane. And she suffers from a condition called body integrity identity disorder. And it makes people that they're supposed to be disabled. Like people who want to be paraplegic, that's a thing. That's a real thing. And so it's trans something. So this is trans blind. I think they call it transabled or something, or trans, I don't know what they call it. It's an actual thing. I went down the rabbit hole. It's wild. So what? I mean, I have no words, Kane.
I don't have many more than that.
I don't have any. I can't even believe just. I mean, all they got to do, you don't have to pour drain cleaner in your eyes. Can't you just close your eyes?
Close your eyes.
You dummy.
They sell those pirate patches, too. They sell pirate patches. You can get, not only for Halloween, but you can buy them at the medical store, too.
Yeah.
Get those eye patches.
Get you an eye patch. It's super simple.
And then if you ever feel like later you want to reverse this trans blind desire, you just take the patch off. And then you're good.
Why doesn't anyone ever, Kane, as you know, go, I'm a trans billionaire?
Right.
I identify as a billionaire. Give me my money.
Give me my plane.
You're hurting my mental health by not giving me $1 billion.
Where's my FAA authorized takeoff on my private plane?
Where's my G6? Come on.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like they, just give me the money or it's hurting my mental health. Why can't I say that and make that happen? Why can't any of you? I identify as a, I'm a trans billionaire. I'm saying that now. That's official. I'm identifying as a billionaire. I need my money to affirm my wealth.
I just think you're dreaming small. I'm a trans trillionaire. And you know, whatever you're doing is fine if that's what you want to do. But
wait, does that mean that that's a bigger identity box than mine?
Yeah.
Well, what's after trillionaire? Quadrillionaire?
Yeah.
Okay, can I be that?
You can be that if you want to. I mean, you're only doing it because I'm a trans.
No, I really feel that way. I really identify
I
like
think
that.
I feel like you're doing it just because I became a trans trillionaire.
Yeah, but you just can't become it. You got to feel it.
I feel it.
I feel like you're appropriating.
I feel like I'm becoming it.
But I feel like you're appropriating, though.
I don't know. Not sure that's how it's going down.
I love when people say that, too. When they're like, I feel like that's just them trying to be they're trying to soften the blow of bitchery.
Right.
That's what, well, I really feel like, no, just say it. Just say it. You don't feel like that. Obviously, that's redundant because you're saying an opinion. So you feel that way. You moron. Stop saying it. I really feel like, shut up. I feel like I'm trans blind. Just close your eyes. Put a headband on. Get one of them headbands on Amazon. Pull it over your face. You know, it'd probably be an improvement for some of them. Just pull it over your face. You know, there's this crazy invention that they made. I don't know when they made it, Kane. But it's really amazing. Real modern, right? I guess they don't have them where these people come from. But it's a like a pillow shaped like sunglasses. And it has a strap on it. And you can put it on your head over your eyes.
Wow.
Yeah. Some people use it when they sleep, you know, to get the... I take it on red eyes. It's an amazing invention. These people should meet it.
Pretty common invention, though, right? It's not...
No. These people don't know it exists. I mean, they're willing to pour bleach in their damn eyes, for crying out loud. They don't know it exists. Clearly. How many flags are there? Hang on.
Oh, my.
I'm afraid to look at this.
It's unlimited, I'm sure, right? Just like the genders is unlimited, its flags are unlimited too, right?
Oh, well, there's just pride flags also. That's like a whole thing. There's like 72 gender flags.
Oh.
And I know that the Department of Defense had put out something a little bit ago where they had, what were they talking about? They were mentioned some kind of like, it was like some kind of woke flag that they had and they put it out. And I'm like, why is the DOD doing this? Like, you want to know why you have problems with recruitment and all this other stuff. And they had, they put out something for what was like a trans flag, whatever day. I don't even know. But they said that there's what, I don't know what a demiflux is or a gender puck, but these are things. 72 flags. There's 72 flags. They said that there are 72 different genders.
That's 70 more.
I don't even think that the people who say that they're one of these genders know what the hell these flags are.
No, but there's not one person that could identify all of them and recognize them on sight. Like, there's so many.
I mean, what is the point of it? And then everybody wants government. They want government preference. Oh, there's mirror gender. Did you hear about this?
What?
So this sounds like a really bad superpower to have. You're changing your gender type based on the people that are surrounding you. It's like mystery men and completely lame powers that don't serve anybody. Like the guy who can be invisible, like but only when no one's looking.
It's like a gender chameleon?
Yeah. You can change your gender type based on the people around you.
So if I'm next to a woman, I can identify as a woman?
Yeah.
And then if I'm next to a guy, then I can then identify as a guy?
Yeah. I don't know about the magic that makes you morph a Frankenbeans or not, or have it demorph. Is that a word? Because it can be. I mean, hell, if they can create a flag, I can make up words. Why not? Everyone's Lewis Carroll today. I don't understand some of this stuff. Some of it I don't know. This is so, what's going to happen in like the future when, you know, people look back, like when we look back on people in the dark ages, what are they going to think when they look back on us? These people couldn't even figure out their genders. Look at all their flags. Like everybody has to have a flag. You could not tell me. All the people who advocate this, they could not tell me what all these flags stand for. 72 different ones. This is dumb. Our partners that help bring you this portion of our program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec. The P15 is the lightest, thinnest, double stack 9mm that's on the market. And with the lightness, I mean, it's just so thin. It's so easily concealable. And there's two versions. You have the metal version, the metal frame with the walnut wood grip panel, gorgeous. And then you have the polymer version, gator grip texture, tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic two-dot rear, 1.27 inches wide, 4-inch barrel, lifetime warranty, compact, striker fire. It's awesome. I mean, this thing is so light and thin. Previously, my 43X was my lightest, thinnest. So ladies, if you like to conceal carry, you got to have it. Dudes, if you want to be like ultra concealable, you got to have it. Two mag, standard capacity, one 15-round minimal pinky extension. The second, 12 rounds, double stack mag, flush fit. You have to check it out. It's the P15 at Kel-Tec. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, as I said earlier, Zuckerberg gave $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund. And so now have Sergey Brin and who else? The AI CEO. They've all that's like $3 million that they've been able to bag for the inaugural fund. So, super interesting. Ontario is threatening to cut off U.S. energy exports if Trump makes good on his tariff plan. This coming in from MSN. Their most populous province has no plans to allow. They don't. They're obviously opposing the tariffs that he's promoting on Canadian goods if they don't help get the illegal immigration stuff under wraps. The Ontario Premier, Doug Ford, said his province was putting together a list of retaliatory measures and will go so far as to cut off energy exports if the POTUS-elect slapped Canadian products with a 25% tax as promised. You know, one of the things in the tariff discussion that everyone misses is why is every other country allowed to issue tariffs on our stuff, but we're not? And then they accuse us of not having a free market if we put the same amount of restrictions or tariffs on products that they do. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand why that's allowed to flourish as a narrative. People, oh, this is wild. A power outage stranded New York City subway riders during a storm. They had to go out and relieve themselves between the train cars. That's so gross. I mean, told you it smelled like pee and eggs down there, didn't I? The replica of the famous Christmas Story leg lamp was stolen from a Walmart store. Well, how much is it? I'm curious. Fragile. It's fragile, but it was made of, well, his was made of glass, but the ones you get are plastic. But they said that the window of a plumbing store, they had their leg lamp up and it was stolen. And they said, it's like the 4th of July and glorious, if you want to return it to them. Stick with us. We got more in store. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Black Rifle Coffee, the only coffee worth drinking because everything else is commie swill. Black Rifle Coffee has a new roast, their Freedom Roast. It's what the founders would have drank. They would have drank it, totally. Had Black Rifle Coffee been around then? Veteran-owned company. They employ veterans active duty, and their Freedom Roast so smooth and full of flavor. And you can save 20% using code Dana. And while you're there, subscribe to the Black Rifle Coffee Club. You get free shipping, automated orders right to your doorstep of your favorite brew, so you never have to ever go out of a morning all like stressed out and caffeine free because you ran out of coffee. You never have to do that. Always convenient. And you don't have to just get the Freedom Roast. You can also check out the Silencer Smooth, the Just Black. They have many, many, many different types of roasts. And if you're good on, you know, your coffee, which they have whole bean K-cups and ready to drink, ground as well, then you can get apparel, kettles, grinders, mugs, and more. Perfect Christmas present also helps everything you to get everything you need for the perfect brew. So the Freedom Roast, Black Rifle Coffee, taste the other top shelf roast as well. Whatever you decide, though, you get 20% off. With code Dana. 20% off using code Dana at blackriflecoffee.com.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm not going to lie. Like, all break, all I do is look at the drone stuff. I follow every drone thread. I'm looking at all of it. Some of them look like jets, but not all of them do. Some of them definitely don't look like jets. And it's just weird that because there have been a couple of these, like a couple of like people who record, they're recording these jets and then they see, or these drones, and then they see shortly, you know, later, like jets flying nearby. So I don't know. I mean, I think anything is possible. I'm still praying for aliens. I think anything is possible, but it's just weird. Like, they had United States Northern Command, they released a statement about the drone activity in Jersey, and they said that they are watching, they're aware and monitoring. That's pretty much all they said. They haven't really said anything from that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's anything sensitive beyond Bedminster that's in New Jersey, right? It's weird that it would be, but it's in other states now too, this drone activity. Super interesting. So I don't know. It's I don't know. But there have been a lot of them that have been spotted. Tons of video all over social media. So I don't know. Do you think it's a? I don't think we're going to get any answers out of it. Like, we didn't really get a lot out of the spy balloon stuff, right?
Exactly.
Do you think it's foreign? They said that it's not foreign and it's not civilian. So what option does that leave? Well, alien?
The fact we didn't shoot any of these down and that we don't have any explanation as to how they know that this isn't a threat to the United States. They just say that it's not a threat. They haven't shot them down. So you have to assume it's domestic. You have to assume it's from here.
Well, they didn't shoot down the Chinese spy balloon until public furor.
Yeah.
Push them to do it. So I don't know if that's like similar with this. I'm just super fascinated. And a lot of you out there are emailing me about it now.
Well, I remember during the spy balloon time, they never claimed it was United States.
Remember they were trying to say that, well, maybe it was recreational, but they never said it was. Right. They said, maybe it's, you know.
Right.
And then when they finally were going to shoot something down, didn't they shoot down this kid's weather project?
Yes.
It was like this junior high school. They had like this whole, it was a legit, like, a weather balloon project. They were supposed to get graded on it. Can you imagine? My project was so good, it got shot down by the government. I hope those kids got an A. No one ever followed up on that. I just now realized that.
A+.
They better. It was so convincing the government shut it down. Like, literally shot it down. So, I don't know. The Some say that it looks like, some of them look like a Cessna. Like a small Cessna. Some of them look a lot like drones. Someone else was saying who listens to the show that, oh, they have like standard aviation lighting, so they're not worried about anything that has the standard aviation lighting and things like that on it. It was somebody who had been in the Air Force before.
Right.
They're retired and they're like, yeah, you know. But so I kind of take what they're saying seriously.
There's still other layers though. I mean, so they have the FAA lights. Great. Are they squawking? What other identifiers are they using? It's not just the lights.
You know what would be really helpful is if there were Iranian drones, if they were just like painted the colors of the Iranian flag or something, or just said like, we are Iranian drones on the belly of them.
That'd make it easy.
That would be really helpful.
Yeah,
Or if it was like alien, maybe they had spied on us enough that they know how to at least recreate our language, and they could, you know, say we are aliens, and they could paint that on the belly of the drone. That would be like super helpful also. Like, help us out, right? We're curious people. We're curious Americans. We want to know what's flying over us.
But we literally have no answers. Like, none.
Whenever the government doesn't give me answers, that's when they're definitely hiding something. Yeah. I just don't know what's the big deal for them to come out and be like, it's either civilian craft or it's a, you know, secret military project. I'd even be happy with that. If you said it's a secret military project, I'd be like, oh, finally, you're using my tax dollars for something that I consented to according to Article 1, Section 8. Great. Okay, I'm going to let you have that. Because that's what I want. I want my military to not spend any money on. I don't want my government spending money on anything else. I don't want no Department of Education. I don't want anything that's not Article 1, Section 8. And I want them to not treat defense spending like a sacred cow, but use my money wisely. And by that I mean, you need to be coming up with some super scary boogeyman type stuff, right? Like, I want like super scary, crazy stuff for you to develop, because I want to have the craziest stuff as the number one country in the world. You know what I mean? I want us to be so freakish that other countries are like, we have no idea what they are going to throw at us. We don't even want to look at them. We're just like, yeah, let's just like smile and wave. You know, that's what I want our money to go to. So if it's something like that, fine, come out with it. Be like, all right, for all you wondering, it's a super secretive military project. We're making some crazy, freaky stuff back here, guys. That's all you need to know. I'd be like, I will accept that. Would you accept that? I'd be like, okay.
I'd kind of want more than that, but
I don't want my enemies to know more.
True.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Just tell me, and I'm like, all right, I got it. You're like, you're doing actual like constitutional stuff with my tax dollars, because that's what I want to buy. I want to buy R&D into some crazy stuff that can be used to defend us offensively. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want. So I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. But I don't, you know, this other stuff, I don't know. Now, Lorraine says by them saying it's not foreign and not civilian, it means it's some sort of military op.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Why don't they just, like, come out and say it? Right. Instead of playing, well, it's not a foreign entity and it's not civilian. Because Lorraine's answer, she's like, well, it's military. That's not where my mind went. My mind went, aliens. That's immediately what I thought. Aliens.
The military's counting on you to be that way.
Well, I mean, I thought it because I want it. Right? Like, my plan is to ingratiate myself with our alien overlords, and then I can be like, that one right there, I don't like them. And then they'll take care of it.
Laser.
Yeah, laser. You know, kind of like how all the tech bros are trying to do with Trump right now.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think it sounds a lot better if they just come out and say it, because people are going to figure it out, right? I mean, Lorraine's like, well, it's military. That was my second guess after aliens. It was military. But if it's not foreign, not civilian, so yeah. Although alien, I guess, would still be foreign. Yeah, okay. So what are they just like, what are they doing? Just like flying over, hanging out over New Jersey? Doing some test flights? Why would you do, but then where's the bases where these things would take off at? And why over New Jersey? I mean, I don't get it. I got a lot of questions. I am obsessing unnecessarily in an unhealthy manner over this issue. Last night, Chris, he fell asleep before I could ask him a question.
What was your question?
How many of those little aliens do you think you could fit on a drone? That was my question. I was like, how big do you think the drone is, and how many of them little aliens do you think you could shove in there? And he was already asleep or pretending to be asleep. So I didn't get an answer to my question, right?
Smart man.
Yeah, and then I was just thinking of all this stuff. And then I'm like, would it be like Independence Day if one of them crashed? Because remember, there was a report of one of these crashing.
Right.
And if one of them crashed, like, if they're aliens, are they the same size as humans? Like, can we fit in their seats? Like, are there helmets? Like, what's up? And that was my other question. And he was asleep or pretending. So I didn't get an answer to that.
I saw this, and this was about the New Jersey drones. Officials are saying that, and they're telling this to fire and rescue crews, that in the case of a downed drone, to evacuate 330 feet in all directions from the drone, and that it should not be approached.
Don't taunt the drone.
Yeah, so I'm going to put this in Slack.
Sounds like Happy Fun Ball from SNL. Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. That's what it sounds like. So I guess it would blow up, or they're just telling you that to make you think it would, so that you don't go near it.
I don't know. I mean, this is also indicative of them not knowing, too. Like, if they don't, it's just better to be safe. But 330 feet seems oddly specific.
It's like 6 feet of separation.
Yeah, but why not 300 feet or 350 feet? Why 330 feet?
332 feet. Just show that you're extra obedient. 332 feet. That's how you need to do it.
That's crazy.
I'm endlessly fascinated by this. So anyway, the whole thing is wild. It's just, the whole thing is just really crazy. And so I don't know. Maybe we'll get answers. Maybe not. But I think we'd get answers if some GOBs start shooting them down, though. I know that much. I still say, if I see one of them suckers above my property, we're going to free skeet. That's how I look at it. All right. So a few other things we got to hit. Although I could stay on this topic forever. Because you know one of my favorite shows is Ancient Aliens. Dude, I've seen every episode. Yeah. Of Ancient Aliens. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about like the way that the stone was cut? You want to talk about how the aliens probably like lifted them up and put them in place for the people, and how they look like they look like aliens and some of the hieroglyphics and all. Anyway, I'm not going to dive into that. Not going to do it. So in a reader, and I'm going to talk more about this coming up in our third hour. So a reader shared this with me. The New Jersey Attorney General, Matt Platkin, had said that he's suing Glock to put the homemade machine gun industry out of business. He writes, "The days of an Austrian company putting profits ahead of the safety of American residents and law enforcement officers are over." He thinks he's real big bad. That's dumb. It's not a machine gun. There is literally not a machine gun. It's not a machine gun. The way that it was designed was to have, to take out the, to not have a hammer. So it's like, it's simpler to, basically simpler to operate. It doesn't make it a machine gun. This is so stupid. We're going to talk about this more coming up. I like Glock. I have some. Lots. I've done a lot of training with, I got a G19 and a 43X. Which used to be my lightest 9mm until I got the P15. But this is them they're trying to go after these manufacturers for absolutely everything possible, because it's a part of gun control. It's part of gun control. We've got Florida Man on the way. Life can take a toll on our bodies. There's no way around it. And whether it's just sitting for hours on end at your computer, or if you're working a physical job, over time, your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. And the difference, instead of just masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. My husband Chris has taken Relief Factor with incredible results. So if the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as many others have done and turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And when you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95 and turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So do you guys remember the story that we had of the guy who shot a drone down? Florida man who shot a drone down above his property, and we're all like, meh. Yeah, so he did. I mean, it was on his property. Well, they're ordering him to pay $5,000 for shooting down this Walmart delivery drone. He had no idea what it was, but he was tired of this stuff. He could see it from inside his house and hear it. 72 years old, they demanded that he pay $5,000 in restitution. Oh, I got a way I'd do that. Oh, I definitely got away. I'd do that. They said that it was in Lake County, Florida, because we were waiting to see if, because we were trying to figure out, well, what's the penalty for shooting? They hadn't gotten there yet. So Dennis Wynn, they did charge him with multiple offenses. He shot deadly missiles, or including shooting deadly missiles into vessels or vehicles and criminal mischief. It's not a missile. It's a bullet, but whatever. He fired the drone with a 9mm. It was a mock delivery operation. And I don't know. Would I have shot it down like that? I don't know what his neighborhood's like, so I can't pass any judgment.
So that's the cost then, right?
Yeah, that's the cost. $5,000 for one of these stupid things.
So if you've got the money to burn.
But if it flies, look, I'm going to tell you something. If you're in a neighborhood where, you know, you're worried about like firing off your gun because they got rules on it, get you a long bat. And I'm just saying, you know, if the drone were to fly so low as to be hit by your bat real hard, that's not your problem. You are out there practicing, right? You're out there practicing with your kids in the yard. Yeah, yeah. And you happen to have your bat, and you thought that was a ball, fly ball.
All right, hear me out.
Yeah.
Flamethrower.
Yeah, but what if it has good loot? I mean, I feel like it's a video game come to life, right? Like, one of our friends was just talking about Borderlands Loot and Shoot, and I'm like, even though it's a woke game. But what if it's like, you know, loot? You know, in COD, they drop you those little welcome packages. Those little care boxes, like what if it's like that, you know?
Well, it's, then, yeah, I wouldn't want to shoot it at all. I'd want the care pack.
You would want the loot, is right. What I'm saying, right? So I don't know, man. It's just saying. So anyway, $5,000, he got in trouble for that. So that's what you need to know. Stolen AirPods led deputies to a fired Florida man accused of stealing $100,000 in tools from former coworkers. And he stole somebody's earbuds. Why would you steal somebody's earbuds? Because they can legit trace it to you. Michael Honer, he unloaded all these toolboxes into his facility, and he blamed all his coworkers for getting fired. He was let go from his job, and he blamed all his coworkers. So he was arrested for larceny, grand theft, and burglary. It's what they charged him with. That's wild. I mean, when you and the reason they he was at a storage unit, they caught him at his storage unit because the person who owned the AirPods that he stole, they pinged them. And they found out where he was and they called police. And he stole my AirPods, arrest him? I don't even know exactly how that works. But a Florida man was arrested for slapping his girlfriend in the face with a cheeseburger in Martin County, Florida. 30-year-old Kyle Jameson Jones and his girlfriend, he didn't get his way. His girlfriend called the police. He was upset. He apparently woke her up by slapping her in the face with a cheeseburger, but then he pulled her hair and kicked her down the stairs. So he was charged with battery, taken to Martin County Jail. That cheeseburger didn't do anything to you. It did not do anything to you at all. Let's see. Ooh, a Florida man was denied the use of stand your ground in a dog park shooting. So they rejected this guy's defense and they set a trial date. Gerald Radford, 66, is charged with second-degree murder and a hate crime enhancement, which is stupid, for the shooting death of John Walter Lay. According to Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, he repeatedly harassed Lay and made derogatory remarks about him. And then apparently at a dog park during a struggle, he shot and killed him. So, yeah, probably sounds like stand your ground is not a permissible defense for him here or a legitimate one. Just saying. A Florida man robbed an elderly woman, and his payback was he got locked in the elevator. It was a knife-wielding Florida man's robbery of a senior citizen, and he could not make an immediate escape. Broward County sheriffs, they're still looking for him, but he walked up to a 77-year-old woman, told her to give him her purse, tried to exit the elevator. Doors locked on both inside. That's awkward. Stick with us, third hour on the way. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of this third hour. And you can also follow along the chat at Rumble and then the newsletter over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. So apparently, I'm coming back to the drone story because there's more. I'm fascinated with this. So apparently, they're saying that there's, I guess it's an airbase of ours. I dropped this in Slack for you guys. The drone invasion, or what they're saying, multiple states, but also apparently over our U.S. base in Germany. The first drone sightings, according to this, because it was over the Picatinny Arsenal, and then also Trump's Bedminster golf course. This is back in November, and then over a U.S. over U.S. military bases in the U.K. last month, a British intel chief has warned that there could be they thought they could be Russian, and they said that these UAVs, these unmanned aerial vehicles, they were hovering over RAF Lakenheath and Mildenhall and a couple of bases. So they were looking at British bases. And then, of course, over our bases in Germany. That's okay. You see why it's weird. And that one's got one. That's just like one photo. One unaltered photo. So that's how many, I mean, you've got six of them, just in, actually more than six. Eight in that one. So I don't know. Like, I mean, it's like the military confirmed that they were at Ramstein, the U.S. airbase in Ramstein. This was in just a week ago. And that was according to Air Force Base. They said there were no impacts to, there's no impact to anything. But they'd already said that they'd seen them over there. So what's up? What gives? I mean, good heavens. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but if it's a military like testing thing, then that's a pretty widespread thing. Maybe there's a reason why they want to be very quiet about it, because I don't know. It's like part of the way that they're trying to freak out the opposition, which would be a good, you know, kind of very Sun Tzu way. Make you think, like, make your opposition think that you got a lot more than you have. I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to say. I don't know. Kane, thoughts now that it's over the air bases in Germany?
I've been down so many rabbit holes on this particular subject that, honestly, I don't even know what to think. There's so much void as it relates to answers that people are filling that void with all of their speculation. So now we just have this question of what the hell's going on, and we can't even get that answered.
Yeah, I don't. I think that there's going to be more. I think the more that you lack transparency, the more that the conspiracy theories grow. I mean, if it's going to be this visible to the public, then you need to tell the public something about it. If it's a military thing. So I don't know, just very, very wild. We've got more, we'll come back to that. We've got more on the way, but I've got a number of other things to touch on as well here because we want to get you set up for the weekend. I'm pulling up my, here it is. Got to pull up all my notes on everything. So we talked a little bit earlier how the AG in Jersey is suing Glock to put what he's calling the homemade machine gun industry out of business. This is probably one of the dumbest things I think I've seen in quite some time, going after manufacturers because criminals choose to use them in a certain way. Now, there's been a lot of like really good victories as it pertains to 2A lately. Although, I mean, there's some stuff in the Fifth Circuit. There's been a couple of other fights, but this, I don't think he's going to be successful in that, just simply because it's not a modification that is even promoted or. It's not that's because someone chooses to do something illegal with their legally purchased with a product that's legal to sell and legal to purchase doesn't mean that it's the product's fault. It's like if you in certain states, you can't tint all your windows, right? It's like if you tint all your windows and you break the law, that's not the auto manufacturer's responsibility. It's the responsibility of the person who can do those modifications on the vehicle. It would be like going after, you know, Ford or Lexus or whatever, for somebody tinting their windows when that's not, you know what I mean? So this is stupid. I don't even know how this can be justified to stand in court, but it's really, I think, kind of showcases the absence of education on the issue, particularly when you are an attorney general of a state. So we've seen AGs use their authority, like Andrew Bailey, Eric Schmidt before he became senator, Ken Paxton here, used their influence to do a lot of good. Well, you're also going to probably start seeing a lot of very lefty AGs in blue states do the opposite, use their influence to try to wage war against the incoming administration. So they're gearing up for that. This is just one of the ways where they're trying to flex and see what all they can do. But I cannot see this case going anywhere. I just can't. Speaking of justice or injustice, Biden is being really harshly more criticized for his commutations. More is coming to light. We talked to you about the Chinese pederast that he released in like a prisoner swap that was part of this whole deal, the commutations and everything that he did yesterday. One of the people that he commuted the sentence of is a notorious Kids for Cash judge. He's this like crooked Pennsylvania judge, and he funneled juveniles to detention facilities that were for profit, and he got paid off of that. He got over $2 million in kickbacks for sending these kids to these for-profit detention centers. The Luzerne County judge, Michael Conahan, he's the guy at the center of it. He was among the 1,499 commutations. And I mean, one of the mothers was livid. Sandy Fonzo, her son committed suicide because his detention was extended as part of this operation where this judge was getting kickbacks. And as a result, her son killed himself. He committed suicide. And I can't even imagine. I can't believe that you would pardon a guy like this who would use his authority not only in this expanded scope of big state, but to so callously, soullessly go after disadvantaged or troubled youth as a way to make money off of it if they're in detention for longer and then shipping them off to these for-profit facilities. I mean, that gives credence to the accusations about, you know, the business of incarceration. I got to tell you, it does. It gives a lot of credence to it when you hear stories like this. And remember, who's the party that just commuted the sentence of one of the biggest abusers of it? I mean, this is just, it's crazy that this is what he's doing with his, he just doesn't care. He just doesn't care. And then, of course, there's the preemptive pardons, which he's thinking of handing out, which I think says so much more about the left than it does the right. I get real aggravated because I've had some drive-bys say, you know, it's so nice that you're not talking about the need for these preemptive pardons. I've had some real hateful people in the past few days, like, try to comment on that. Okay, so here's my question to the drive-bys. When did Trump do that his first term? When did he go after people his first term? Like, look at Hillary Clinton. He literally chanted lock her up at every damn event that he did in 2016. Where, and going up to the 2016 election, where did he lock her up? He didn't remember. When they asked him about it, he had said he was just going to leave her alone. And that was it. He just kind of, you know, shrugged it off, and she was never locked up. He doesn't even talk about Hunter anymore. When did he ever go after people? That's what the left does. The left anticipates it because that's literally what they do. They weaponize agencies and go after people. So they're trying to think, they're assuming that the incoming administration is going to do exactly what they would do. So they got to get all these preemptive pardons as much as possible. They got to get all this. They've got to get it as much. They got to get set. Audio soundbite 17. Senator Coons, he talks about this. Listen.
I think the president's got to weigh a lot of different factors. How seriously he believes that Kash Patel, the nominee to be FBI director, and the other nominees to lead the Trump administration's law enforcement agencies, how seriously they are determined to go after their enemies list, and whether or not some of those who are on that list and who are reasonably foreseeably going to be investigated want a pardon. If they talk through this issue and decide that there's no one who is seeking a pardon, that will lead them down one path. If there's others who are petitioning urgently for some relief, I think you should seriously consider it.
So they're wanting relief. They want preemptive pardons. But then he says this, audio soundbite 18, about January 6th. Listen.
President-elect Trump says he is going to pardon January 6th rioters. We don't know which ones or how many in the first hour. after he is inaugurated. How do you feel about that?
I think that is a terrible idea. These are people who have been duly tried and convicted in a court of law of having assaulted police officers, stormed into the Capitol, in many cases attempted directly, physically, and violently to interrupt the peaceful transfer.
No,
of
not
power.
All of them were. And look, I don't think, and I think I can pretty much speak for everybody on this. Not all of them were. And the ones who were violent and who engaged in violence or engaged in property destruction, I don't think any of us have a problem with those people meeting justice. I mean, we've said it at the time, we've said it now. I don't think anybody has a problem with them receiving justice, but there were so many, and they always ignore this other part of it. There were hundreds of people who did not engage in anything like that, but they were targeted with stupid charges. Like one of the ones that I most remember is the unlawful parading, where they went after like this elderly woman because they said she'd engaged in unlawful parading and they were going to throw her in jail. Like they were throwing not just the book, that all the books at these people. So that's, I mean, for him to just kind of, that's hypocritical. You want to have preemptive pardons for people because you're anticipating a lot of criminal action or the administration is going to target you. But that's exactly what the left did with a lot of these J6 people. Notice how there's no consistency in any of their answers.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is actually crazy. The shocking toll of getting 6 hours of sleep per night has been revealed in horrifying images. It's a British bedding and mattress company, and they illustrate what people might look like in 25 years if they regularly don't get enough sleep. And they are nasty looking. I mean, they look like cave dwellers. Let's be real. Like, they look like legit cave dwellers with us. Their skin is saggy. They're all droopy. Their hair is, like, weird. It's just, they look like golems from Lord of the Rings. It's one of the, Juan's going to show you. I gotta wait for you to see this chick. This is apparently, now she looks like she's on meth, too. But they said that's what you look like if you're not going to get 6 hours of sleep a night.
Good Lord.
Good heavens. Why is she punched over like that? Weird. The kit sold, the gyro kit sold at Sam's Club is, they have possibly tainted cucumbers. Why do you have to get a kit? But it's called the Beef and Lamb Gyro Sandwich Express Meal Kit. The gyro sandwiches. They said that the cucumbers are tainted, basically. They're nasty.
Yeah, and that's tzatziki sauce.
Oh, I love tzatziki sauce, though. That's, let's see, this. Ooh, Daniel Penny was invited to be J.D. Vance's guest at the Army-Navy game this weekend. Good for him. The intermittent fasting, I disagree with us. The intermittent fasting that millions of people do, because I do intermittent fasting, they said that it is driving hair loss. And they said that they have researchers, but it's from a university in China, but they say that the diet starves the cells of energy that they need to encourage healthy hair growth. Okay, that's a lie, because I do intermittent fasting and I have more hair than known on Earth. I have an insane amount of hair. When I cut my hair, everyone's like, oh, you removed your extensions. I legit did not have to have any. I've never had them. I just have that much hair, and I've done intermittent fasting for a couple of years now, so I don't believe that. I don't think that's true. Jewelry thieves were arrested after an SUV crash, after they crashed their SUV, and they tried to escape on a rowboat. Golly, this was in Port Gamble. They tried to get away on a little bitty dinky rowboat. Nope, it didn't work. They stole $11,000 in jewelry. They were totally caught. It did not work, and it looked lame. And at one point, it looked like the boat was taking on water. I mean, they didn't get very far at all whatsoever. I mean, they're not the brightest people, you know. Let's see. The world's most expensive Christmas tree was unveiled in Germany, and it's 10 foot of solid gold, and it's worth about $5 million, and it's ugly as all get out. It's ugly. It's made of gold coins. It's 10 feet tall. It's worth $4 million, and it's literally all Vienna Philharmonic coins, 2,024 of them. And it's a 24-karat gold coin that sits right at the top of the giant pyramid. It's not a tree. Stop it. It's a giant pyramid. So I don't know. They wanted to because they could, I guess. We have a lot more on the way, including the latest on everything. Drones and cabinet and foreign policy. And also, we got to get into this old story involving Al Sharpton. Stick with us.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. This was wild. I wanted to play this audio for you of this Crystal Mangum. She's the was the accuser in the Duke lacrosse case. She accused three lacrosse players of rape. And now she says, oh, she lied. Listen.
And I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't. And that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. And made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. And that was wrong. And I hope that they can forgive me.
I mean, wow, she tried ruining the lives of these guys. And she ended up, I still think that all of the whole believe her, believe all women, Me Too, all of that stuff. One of the reasons that that really had a lot of momentum is because of her story. I mean, how Al Sharpton was involved in this. I mean, they went after these dudes. This was very similar to the UVA story. Remember the chick who accused those fraternity brothers of raping her? Rolling Stone didn't even check, didn't even verify anything with the story, and they ran it. And then as it turned out, she lied about everything. All of her friends were turning her in. They were like, this absolutely did not happen. Turned out the chick was obsessed with one of the frat boys. And when she told the story as a way to try to like make him like her or something. It was just crazy. This chick, I mean, she fabricated this whole thing. They went after these dudes. I mean, this was, you know, this is horrific. Can you imagine having to prove a negative? It's just wild. And I don't know. This was she's in jail now. This is back in 2006. In 2013, she stabbed, because she's in jail, she stabbed and killed her boyfriend, didn't she? That's why she's in jail right now. Good heavens. This case was, it was sad. And this, she made false allegations. If you read the stories of these guys' lives after, I mean, they tried to like ruin their lives. I don't know how you come back from stuff like that. I don't know how you re-enter you go into the dating world knowing that a simple accusation can ruin your life. And then people wonder why birth rates are low and nobody's dating anymore and people are getting married later and later because of stuff like this. There was no punishment for her for this. She's in jail for an entirely separate crime. She isn't for something entirely different. There's never any kind of accountability or reckoning for her on behalf of what they did to these guys. Just awful. I mean, one of the lacrosse players was like, you know, said that came out and he didn't make his name public, but he had said at the time that he didn't even want to say that he played lacrosse for Duke because everyone assumed that he was, you know, oh, all you, you know, a bunch of rapists, etc. Just horrible. This really kind of kick-started all of that stuff. I mean, it really did. And that's why you were able to get the UVA story. You had the UVA story as well. But this is when the Believe All Women, the Weinstein stuff, that's when it really all started like kicking off. I mean, can you imagine being accused or having a brother or a son accused of falsely of something like this? Why is there no accountability for the people who make these false accusations? The punishment should at least be, at the minimum, as severe as what one would get for doing, for actually carrying out and perpetuating the crime. I think it has to be that strong in order to dissuade people from doing this stuff. Because there are so many stories of this, it's crazy. All it takes is one accusation, and if you're a dude, your life is ruined. That's when all these feminists, when they bitch and moan about, oh, well, it's, you know, you don't have to worry about someone owning your body. Yeah, actually, men have a hell of a lot more to worry about. Not only because of the draft issue, but also they can be wrecked with one accusation. That's all it takes. One accusation. How shameful is that? I would be terrified to be a dude in today's society. No offense, guys, but no way. Because you have no power. And it's not by my design, not by my desire. It's the third and fourth waivers. The matriarchy. And everybody who bends the knee to the matriarchy. I mean, do you know how difficult it is to raise young men and make sure that they know that they are empowered and have power in a society that just rails against them every damn day? I don't know who hates the matriarchy more, the dudes or the women of the mothers of sons. I don't know who hates it more. Because that's exactly what it is. And then women get this idea that they can just behave like trash. They can behave like trash to men, be abusive to men, falsely accuse them of stuff. This is horrific. So I don't blame all women for what third and fourth waivers do. Don't blame all women for that. But this was, I'm not going to sit here and talk about forgiveness and all that stuff because I'm just, no. I mean, those dudes, their lives were almost upended. You guys remember the UVA story, right? They were trying to find out everything about the dudes at UVA and their families and everything. And then the frat brothers sued and they ended up winning. They won against Rolling Stone. Same thing like with the false accusations, like with the Coventry school kids, Nick Sandman and those, the Covington school kids. This is really where all of that kicked off. Because people saw, as long as you're just aggressive about a false accusation, then it's believable. And of course, Al Sharpton had to sniff around because he's never found any kind of false accusation that he hasn't wanted to be a part of. I don't know. It's sad. But I don't envy dudes. I don't envy you dudes. And this chick, everybody believed her. Man, she had Al Sharpton there with her. She hasn't aged well. I mean, it's been, what, 18 years, 20 years? It's been a while. But, man, just awful. A few other things to touch on. We were talking about all the drone stuff. Because now they had sightings over bases in Germany. The NFL commissioner has broke his silence on Jay-Z. And the calling for the rapper to lose his Super Bowl deal amid the allegation. Now, here's another aspect of this whole thing. How many people knew what Diddy was doing, by the way? And nobody said anything, like with Weinstein. All the outrage and everything comes after somebody gets busted. Isn't that interesting? Roger Goodell has broken his silence, and he's called for him to lose his Super Bowl halftime gig, because he produces it. Roc Nation, Jay-Z's company, produces the Super Bowl halftime show. And Goodell said at a press conference that the relationship between the league and Jay-Z is not changing. And he said, we're aware of the civil litigation. And this is after the calls for it, because people want Jay-Z to get the boot. Now, I think, again, you can't just say stuff like this. I think you have to have evidence. You have to have evidence. And I think you got to be consistent in that. I mean, clearly with Diddy, something's going on. Jay-Z, I don't know, maybe. That's why you have, you know, legal processes that look at all this stuff. Because how bad would somebody feel if they falsely accused a guy of something only to like extort money out of them or try to get something and it was false? I don't know. People keep bringing up the fact that he was like, how old was he? Like 28 or 30 when Beyonce was like 19 when they first met, although everyone's saying that they met a lot younger. Her mom was like pretty much with her the whole time because her parents apparently were very terrified of the industry. So I don't know. But I think consistently, to be consistent on it, you got to have proof where you start stripping people's jobs and stuff away from them, right? Is that fair, Kane? Yeah. I'm not defending him, but I'm just saying you got to have some evidence before you start punishing people like this. You got to be consistent on it. Yeah, due process. I get that it's fun to not have due process for some people, including the current nominee for AG. I get it. Haha. Remember how I told you it was just a variable? Guns are just a variable? I told you. I don't know. Do I think he's guilty? I don't know. I don't know enough about him to have an opinion on it. But all I know is that I see people who are accused, and I just think maybe you need to have evidence before you start demanding that someone have their jobs or their associations or something like that stripped away from them. I mean, again, this is just right after I was telling you about the chick in the Duke lacrosse story admits that she lied. There's a Tawana Brawley lied. I mean, there's a lot of people who've lied. Just saying. And somebody could be like, maybe they could be using it as a way to exploit. I don't know. Maybe he's guilty. I don't know. I don't think guilt by association is a total thing. But if there's evidence there, it'll come out. But I think you got to wait before you start stripping stuff from people. You know, you got to be consistent about all this stuff. I don't think he's going to lose his gig there. I think if something were to come out, it probably would have already come out, right? That's just what I think of it. Something probably would have already come out. And I can't imagine, for whatever your opinion of Beyonce, she's so meticulous and methodical and very much a control freak, it seems like. I can't imagine her not knowing about any of this stuff and like risking, you know, your entire future and hoping that something like that didn't crop up. I don't know. I just can't imagine it.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, we finally found Kamala. Audio Sunbite 21. She was enjoying the drinkies at the Christmas party in D.C. What? Audio Sunbite 21.
And I give you permission that if you are going to someone's house who doesn't know how to cook, bring your own dish.
She's laughing way too
much. You know what I'm saying?
I'm happy. Wow. That's believable, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's totally believable. Then you have this, Senator Warren. Oh, jeez. Liawatha. Audio Soundbite 11. I just got to play this. So bad.
Say goodbye to your smile and say hello to polio. You know, I would laugh if it weren't so scary. Donald Trump just picked RFK Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. This is a man who wants to stop kids from getting their polio and measles shots. He's actually welcoming a return to polio, a disease we nearly eradicated. But it doesn't stop there. RFK Jr. also doesn't believe fluoride should be in your water, and that's what keeps your teeth from rotting.
No, that's just like brushing your damn teeth, you lazy ass big government commie. Oh my gosh, can we talk about this for a minute? You know what? If you take care of your teeth and you brush your teeth, you don't have to have the government put fluoride in your water. What? You can't be prevailed upon to take care of your own teeth? I mean, just it's a toothbrush. You brush them. What in the world? You got to have the government go, these poor dumb people are too stupid to keep their teeth clean. We're going to have to put fluoride in their water, stupid dumb people. Keep their dumb stupid teeth in their stupid dumb heads.
Thanks, government.
Yeah, thanks, government. I wouldn't have no teeth if it wasn't for you putting that fluoride in my water. That's so, stop it. It's true. Why did they assume you're so stupid and helpless? And she's like, say hello to polio. You all right over there?
Yeah.
But Kane, you have to have fluoride in your water. People are too stupid to brush their teeth.
There's things to
criticize RFK Jr. over. The fluoride thing is not one of them, you know.
No.
if you, you want to be like, maybe you shouldn't talk about having brain worms. That's a good criticism. You can ask, do you still want to put to death all the people who run oil and gas companies? That's a good thing to say, to ask. But this, I don't remember him out there going, I'm going to ban all of the things that have eradicated diseases that have, there's a difference between certain types of vaccines and things that have been tried and true. I'm not against vaccines. I'm against government stupidity. Don't sit here and be like, here's a brand new shot of something. We don't know what the hell it is or what it does. We don't have any long-term studies, but we're going to demand that you get it in order to work, leave your house, live, whatever. You got to get it. You got to get it injected. And if you don't, you're going to have a stigma follows you around. I don't feel compelled to do that. And there's no long-term anything. That's way different than, you know, something that has like 60 some odd years of data with it. And I hate it when people are like, well, because you're against the government experimental injection that we have no information about, then you must be against all vaccines. No one said that, Brenda. Nobody said it. Nobody. I don't get it. So he's just mad. She. Verbal typo and it stays. Verbal typo and it stays. Woo! And last but not least, do I have time? Do I have time for anything else? Or we're kind of out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, go ahead and hit me with today in stupidity.
All right. You know, it is that time of year where you're going to the stores and other places, maybe even the post office, and they say the words, Happy Holidays. How many of you are like, why can't you just say Merry Christmas? I mean, this is the season.
Yeah.
So here's what a kid did when Jill Biden said that. Listen to this.
Hello. How are you? Hi. Happy holidays. Hi.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That little kid
got
that
the first lady.
That kid's getting extra credit.
Yeah. He got the first lady to say Merry Christmas.
That kid's like, nah, we ain't doing this. Happy Christmas. Good on him. All right, folks, that does it for us for this week. Now, next week is our last week of 2024 before our annual Christmas break. So we're going to get you all set up and chalk ready to just fight it out with your family. Those lefties that I'm kidding. Don't miss. We'll have a lot of fun next week. God bless. Take care, guys.